like to say a big hello to Danae and Dan, who came out to Brass Union this past Wednesday for our Primitive Sounds DJ night. Great to see you guys. And Primitive Sounds happens most Wednesdays at Brass Union, but not this coming Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, I will be very excited about this. I'm going to be DJing a show at the Once Lounge in Somerville, and I've been invited to spin records with the bands that are playing. Baker and the Double Downs, Muck and the Myers. It's going to be a fantastic show this coming Wednesday at the Once Lounge in Somerville. Big thanks to Tom Baker for putting me on that bill. What a cool show. And by the way, if you, you know, you're intimidated by Wednesdays going out on a weeknight, Wednesdays are the new Thursdays, folks. You got to get out there. Screw Netflix. Come on out and have some rock, you know, have a couple beers and rock and roll. Once again, that show is this coming Wednesday, the 27th of March at the Once Lounge in Somerville. Baker and the Double Downs and Muck and the Myers and yours truly spinning records. That is Dave Hamilton and the Peppers in the background with Cooter Bug. Tonight we celebrate the life and music of Andre Williams, who passed away on March 17th at age 82. He had a hit in 1956 with Bacon Fat on the Fortune label, and he made a lot of records that were a little bit too hot to handle, like Jailbait. He was on Motown for a while, but ended up being too hot for them, too. In the 90s, he became a hero at Norton Records, and I believe he was still performing up until around the time of his death. Andre Williams, and tonight I have for you one of my all-time favorite records, one of the gems from my 45 collection on the Fortune label from 1960. It's Andre Williams and Gino Parks with the Diablos. The song is called Georgia May Is Movin'.
Back from a summer vacation, blew in the town and caused a real sensation. A trip to the city made her life real hip. She's a strawberry blonde and I'm ready to flip. And she's a move. She's acting real strange. I wonder what made Georgia change. The way she talks gives me a chill. She said, "Paul, sugar daddy, you're some crazy bill." And she's moving. Hey, well, I wonder what this could be. I'm a telling Jack, she's too gosh darn fast for me.
She zooms by.
In a moment.
She's got the pedal.
To the flow.
She sideswipe.
A Cadillac.
She completely ruined a Bonneville Pontiac. She's moving. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, I wonder what this could be. I'ma tell you, Jack, she's too gosh darn fast for me. Now Georgia May's gone back to school. She better mind the teacher's room. The way she talks gives me a chill. She said, "Will we teach you from Crazy Bill?" And she's a moving. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, I wonder what this could be.
Yeah.
I'm a telling you, Jack, she's too gosh darn fast for me.
You have me right now, one called Tater Machine by the Upsetters on the Little Star label. And this copy was obviously used as a hockey puck before it came into my possession. Plays okay, though. We heard the Rayovacs with Party Time on the Kaiser record label from, I think, 1956. And started that set with Andre Williams and Gino Parks and the Diablos. Georgia May is moving on the Fortune record label from 1960. Andre Williams passed away March 17th at age 82. Recently rewatched the biopic of James Brown called Get On Up. I think it came out in 2014. Definitely a flawed movie. It's got some parts that are not that good, but it's got a lot of good parts too. So if you're interested in the life and music of James Brown, I would recommend Get On Up. And ever since I watched it, I've had the following one in my head, so I'm going to play it for you folks tonight. By the way, thank you guys all for listening tonight, whether you're listening live or listening as a podcast. We sure do appreciate it. We love our listeners. We got plenty more music for you tonight. Here until 8 o'clock, Easy Ed's Variety Hour. Getting on the night train with James Brown. 1967 on the Blues record label. Big Moose with the Puppy Howl Blues. I love how, among other things, I mean, you can make a guitar sound like a dog, but I also love how Rhode Island gets mentioned twice in that song. I love Rhode Island. We started that set with James Brown and the Famous Flames and Night Train, King Records, 1962. All right, it's the time in the show when I realize I've got about 40 more minutes with me than I'm going to have time to play. So I'm going to keep things rolling now. This is a real cool one by Curtis Byrd. I just played this at Brass Union the other night. Curtis Byrd with Pretty Woman on the Candix record label. Coming right up, Easy Ed's Variety Hour. Happy Friday, friends.
Pretty woman, hey, pretty woman, hey, pretty woman, yes.
on the specialty label from 1959, Don and Dewey, Bim Bam. We heard before that Bob Mackie with Show Enough, Miss Brown on the R record label from 1962. And starting off that set, yes, I hit the wrong button. How embarrassing. 13 years on the air, I'm still doing stuff like that. Anyway, fortunately, both songs were really good. We started that set with a Don Tell Soul Nitty Gritty on the Dante label. And then we had Curtis Byrd with Pretty Woman on the Candex label from 1962. And that is Cal Carter in the background with the Twist from the album Twist Along with Cal Carter. And we will be about to mark the second passing that we have to speak about tonight. Mr. Hal Blaine passed away a little bit ago. And Hal Blaine, he was 90 years old. He passed away on the 11th of March. And we'll talk a little bit about the career of Hal Blaine in just a sec. He mostly backed up other people, but he did make his own records. And I have one of his LPs with me tonight, Drums A Go-Go on the Dunhill record label from 1965. We're going to hear a couple tracks from that. The great Hal Blaine, who just recently passed away, coming up next with... We'll start off with Topsy 65.
Thank you.
Very hard to celebrate the career of somebody like Hal Blaine in just a couple of minutes, but that was a couple from an album of his called Drums A Go-Go on the Dunhill record label. He passed away, Hal Blaine, March 11th at age 90, and it might be easier to sort of say who he didn't play with. Might take a little bit less time, but he played with everybody. He played on Phil Spector records. He played on Jan and Dean records, the Marquettes, the Rooters, Sam Cooke, the Monkees, Elvis, Frank Sinatra. Too many to list. And the liner notes on that LP we just heard say on the back that sort of sum it up nicely here. If you're a record producer on the West Coast and you're setting up a session for one of your artists, you need hit material, a good studio and engineer, and Hal Blaine. Hal Blaine of the Wrecking Crew. Easy Ed's Variety Hour here with you for about another half an hour tonight. Got a real brain teaser coming up for you. The Elite from 1966, one called One Potato. folks. Everything went dead there for a minute. Right in the middle of Bobby Fuller's Rock House, which was recorded in 1963 but unissued. Sorry for the Bobby Fuller interruptus there. Before that, we had One Potato by The Elite on the Charé record label from 1966. And as I'm sure you know by now, Dick Dale passed away also recently. Last Saturday, we lost Dick Dale. So I'm going to play one by Dick Dale, folks. I could play an hour of Dick Dale. I love his music. But we'll play one by Dick Dale and we'll talk a little bit about it. What a great career he had. Here's the Dick Dale from 1962 on the Deltone record label with Shake and Stomp.
Yeah. out slow. I could see her grin as she took me low. Well, I shifted to sinking. Her grin turned sick. She didn't know she was up against the bad stick. I got a red heart,
baby, that I love to touch. When you kiss to my ideal.
A great greasy rockers finishing up that set. The Swing Tones with You Know Baby on the ABC Paramount label, 1958. And an unreleased one by the Royal Teens called All Right Baby. We heard it on a CD comp tonight called Greasy Rock and Roll Volume 12. Bobby Vern and the Red Hot Car before that on the Doc Holliday record label from 1962. And we started that set with Dick Dale and his Deltones from 1962, Shake and Stomp. And Dick Dale passed away last Saturday. I saw him perform at the Rhythm Collision out in California in January, and it was good to see him play. Turns out that was his last show. All right, I got a few more for you folks, and then I got to head out the door. Let's see, we got Tom Wayne with Ruth Ann coming up next. Easy at the Variety Hour.
Thank you.
chicken. Man, what a race. Yeah, keeping up the pace. A making with the modern romance. A making with the modern romance.
On the Dot label from 1958, Sanford Clark with a Modern Romance. And before that, we heard Tom Wayne with Ruth Ann. I don't have a date on that one. Pretty cool track, though. All right, I got to get out of the way here and make room, some room for Edward, who's coming in. I've had fun tonight, folks. Thank you for listening, and we will be back in 2 weeks. I'm going to leave you with one by Johnny Kidd and the Pirates from 1961. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay tuned for Edward.
I've still got you. As long as you're in love with me, that's the way it's gonna be. Well, maybe I'm a little blue, but honey, that's nothing new. So what? I've still got you. That's right. I love you, baby, yes indeed. You give me everything I need. And all the other chicks I knew, I wonder where they took that to. So what? I've still got you. Yes, indeed, you give me everything I need. And all the other chicks I knew, I wonder where they did that too. So what? I've still got you. So what? I've still got you.